And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. Kyle High with you today. Hope your day is going well. And now joining me on the phone from the Coffeyville Friends of Animals is Becky Barnhart. And Becky, good morning. How are you doing today?
Well, I'm doing great. How are you doing this morning?
I am doing pretty good. Good to hear that your day is going good. And as the weekend is approaching, first of all, you have an event. You're not putting it on yourself, but it will benefit the Coffeyville Friends of Animals, will it not?
It will. It will definitely benefit. They're having a swim out for the dogs on Monday evening, 5:30 to 7:00, and the City Rec, Jamie from City Rec, contacted Brad and said, "What do you think about this idea?" And he was all for it. He thought it was great. And the way it works is you can bring out your dog, and must be a well-behaved dog, or the best that we can guarantee, and comes out, and it's $6 to get in with one handler, or if you want to bring a donation, like a large dog food, dry dog food, we need kitty litter, we need canned food. The one thing that we still are really in good supply is the dry cat food, but anything else, a donation will get you in with your pet, and you can come in and let them swim and have a good time. And of course, they have to be up on their shots and that kind of thing. But I think it's a really cool event, and the proceeds will benefit us, which we always appreciate people remembering us in the community.
All right. So again, good. And that's coming up on Labor Day. So take your doggos out there and let them have a good time swimming around in the water, because I know they enjoy that as well. That gets to cool them off as well. So I know they enjoy that. Like you were talking about with the donations there as well. You can donate anytime though. You don't have to do it just for the dog swimming event. Correct.
Yes, and glad you mentioned that, because we right now at the shelter are absolutely overflowing. I mean, I'm not exaggerating. We've got more animals than we have nice kennels for, the runs, you know, that they like to go in. So we've had to set up those temporary crates, and we've got animals in that because animal control just keeps bringing them in, and, of course, that's our job is to take care of them. But we are just really running out of food quick-like, and it's the dogs. We've got puppies. We've got medium-sized dogs, large dogs, so we're really going through that dry dog food quickly. And, you know, a month ago, I didn't think I'd be saying this, because we'd had a really nice big donation that came in. We thought, hey, we're set. Well, that's just when you're feeding 50-some dogs a day, twice a day, you can imagine how quickly it's going to go. We're going to go through. So if someone truly wants to help us, the thing that we're really needing right now is that dry dog food. And we like that Purina brand the best. I know that sounds funny to ask for a certain brand, but it keeps their stomachs calm. You know, when you change food with your animals, and you probably found this out at your own house, that if you change a dog's food without gradually introducing it, it really upsets their stomach. So we try to keep them, you know, as close to what we can, the same brand, and just for the stomach issue, if nothing else. Kitty litter, we've got, we're really full with cats and kittens. That kitty litter is just a constant. It's just kind of like the dog treats and that kind of thing. It's just, you know, we love those dog treats, and we use those dog treats as kind of a behavioral training type thing, because when they go outside, we clean their inside pen, when they come in, they know they're going to have a brand new treat waiting for them. So they will just hightail it in. I mean, we don't have to put them on a leash. They just go right into that kennel because they know they've got that treat waiting for them. So it serves lots of purposes. It's kind of a training thing for us, too. Those are the canned food, because we do have so many kittens, and so we do need canned cat food. And then the puppies. We still have some puppies, so we try to put them on soft and puppy chow. So just think about what you would have for your pet and think, well, I bet the shelter could appreciate the same thing. So, and we do. We truly, truly appreciate all the donations. And they do come in during the week. The other day I was out there and someone came in with, and I think they had some towels and that kind of thing. And somebody else came in and donated two big boxes of treats, little treats for the little guys and big treats for, it's kind of cool. So we are heavily supported, but we just appreciate it very much.
All right. So, again, you talked about you got quite a bit of puppies and dogs out there. So let's go ahead and start with the dogs. Let us know who is out there looking for their forever home.
Okay. And I will also mention that animal control officer has been very busy today or this past week bringing in animals. So if your animal has decided not to come home, please remember to call the shelter and ask if we have your dog. Better yet, come out and look, because sometimes your description and our description is not the same. But, you know, reclaims, we love reclaims. We love reclaims. There's no fine. If we have them for longer than 24 hours, we ask for a $5 fee just to help us with the cost of taking care of them. But honestly, we are so happy to have them reclaimed that that's what our goal is. So, as I said, if your pets come up missing, don't forget about the shelter. We might have your guy looking. I'm going to start with some new names today because I have so many. I think I'm just going to start with new names and touch on them, kind of give them a chance to maybe someone out there is thinking, oh, now that sounds like a sweetheart. And I am going to start with a very sweetheart. Her name is JC, and she's only about 12 weeks old. She's a little black, brown, and white puppy, and she smiles. Now, if that isn't the cutest thing I've ever seen in my life, this little bitty puppy, you walk up to the cage, and she just curls her upper lip at you and smiles. And when she first did it, Brad thought, I don't know what, you know, does she know? And it is. It's her greeting. So she's already unique in her little 12-week-old self, and I think she would make someone a really cute, cute little pet. She's not going to be very big, medium-sized dog. We have Toby. Toby's an old guy. Went from one extreme to the other, a young puppy to a 9-year-old. His name's Toby. He's a terrier mix. He's kind of have a crooked leg from a previous injury. He's gray in color and a very sweet guy, and just needs someone to come along and help him out those last few years. And then we have a unique dog that came in, and we're calling her Liana. And she came in, and she had pink on her. So the staff has nicknamed her Pepto. She had a lot of pink on her. We're thinking maybe a child, you know, was playing with her and had a pink marker. And that's the color of Pepto-Bismol, so that's why Pepto. She's a sweetheart. She's 2 to 3 years old. She should be white with some reddish-brown markings on her head and face, and she's not going to be very big. She's probably 25 to 30 pounds. She's full-grown, very sweet, and obviously likes to have a little grooming. You like pink. We have Mousy. Mousy came in. She is a Shih Tzu Terrier mix, a high-energy dog, as they would be about 8 months old. He's a male. He's up to date on his shots, and he's very, very closely being housebroken. He has a few accidents, but, well, he's real close. So he's a real cutie. Brittany is a stunning white and tan collie-type mix, 5 to 6 months old. It's a female. Alexander, he's ready to go. He's been with us, now he's ready. He is a very sweet boy. He's very dark, has a black brindle with white markings. He's probably only 4 to 5 months old, and he's one of the sweetest boys at the shelter. So he's got a great disposition, great temperament. And we come. Oscar is our 3-year-old mixed breed, 65 to 70 pounds. He's a neat-looking dog. He's red, black, and white. This mix also his coat. And he is, as I said, ready to go. Precious is a 3-year-old black mix. She's spayed. She's up to date on her rabies. She's kind of scared when she first came in, but she's earned the trust of the shelter. The reason why she's in, just one of those situations we've talked about. Family adopts. They think they can handle the situation. They've got kids, school starting. They just felt like they weren't giving her adequate care. And, you know, without that adequate care and training doesn't make for a nice dog. So they decided to surrender her. Sure, like to find she needs a second chance. You know, that's just kind of hard. So if anyone's interested in giving a little Sadie a new home, we'd sure appreciate it. Then we have Gabby. Gabby is a black and white hound mix, a female, 2 to 3 years old. And being a hound, you know, they're extremely friendly and they love people. And Emery is a beautiful, oh, beautiful, beautiful black lab female. She's about 8 to 9 months old, super playful. I look at her and I think, man, I think she's pure. But, you know, how do we know? But, gosh, she's a good-looking lab. And, of course, I'm partial to labs, as we all know. But, woo, she's pretty. Angelina is with us, a 6-year-old female that we've had. And she doesn't do very well with small children. Now, older children, she's great with. she was adopted out, and they gave it a try. Just felt like maybe she would be better without little children, so she came back to us. And then we have Sage, who's a four-month-old female, brown in color, 40 to 45-pound dog. And Misery, I want to speak about Misery. She's the one that came in and had 10 little puppies at our shelter, and puppies were down to three. We've had a lot of adoptions with the puppies, but mamas with us, and that happens a lot. You know, the mamas come in, they're young, they're cute, but the puppies are cuter, so sometimes mamas are the last one to go. So if anyone is interested in Misery, she's still with us, and she's a nice, pretty, pretty girl. She's kind of a chocolate in color. She has big ears and super pretty eyes. She's about 40 pounds. She is very, very nice. She waits at her kennel door for you to let her out. She'd make a super pet. And then we've got some of the old standbys that, you know, we still have Lindsay and Bindi that have been with us for so long. They're good girls. They just need to find an out-in-the-country type situation where they're fenced in. Ruby's a long-term resident. Bless her heart, she's with us. She's a great gal. About 5 years old now. She's a terrier mix, and we'd like to find her a home away from the shelter. Cats. Let's talk about some of the kittens that we have. And kitty cats. Your favorite subject. We have
absolutely.
Marge is our seven to nine-year-old female, black and white tuxedo. Declawed. She's probably a one-owner cat her entire life. She's been inside, and she loves to have a head rub. Emma is a very quiet little person, but she loves to have her head scratched also. She's 8 years old. She's older. She's spayed. She's probably just scared beyond words because she's now at the shelter. She is a tortie with beautiful green eyes. She makes someone a lovely inside cat. We have Clementine and Apricot. They are yellow and white in color, and they're both females, about 4.5 months old. Oreo is a marble-type marking, gray and black male. He's 4 to 5 months old. Cassie and Angel are females, 4 months old, super sweet, playful kittens. Their markings are also like a tiger stripe with orange, white, black. And then Justine is a female, 3 months old. She's gray in color. And we also have a litter of pure white kittens. Mama's yellow. But she's got 4 kittens that are pure white. They're almost ready to place out for adoption. When kittens come in like that, Brad holds them for a while just to make sure, you know, that they're healthy and they're eating on their own. But it's an interesting litter. All of them are pure white. So they're going to be gorgeous. So that's the crew. I could go on and on, but I know our time's limited. But I kind of wanted to give some of the new names a chance. Please come out to the shelter and consider adoption. We've got some lovely, lovely animals that need a home. If you just want to come out and volunteer some time, we're all for that also, because we need help. We've got lots of duties that we can place upon you if you decide to come out and volunteer. We're there every afternoon except for Mondays from 2 to 4, and the afternoon open to the public. That's all through Saturday and Sunday. Our telephone number is 620-252-6060, and we're located across the street from the Water Waste Treatment Plant. So it's a busy place to be. If you're bored and need something to do, come on out.
All right. So, again, head on out there or give them a call if you're wanting to volunteer or something like that. So, again, I know you guys are looking for volunteers. So, again, Becky, I thank you so much for coming on today. We really do appreciate it. And we will talk to you guys again next week.
All right. Well, we appreciate the time. And everybody have a very nice holiday weekend.
You as well. Thank you very much, Becky. You have a great day. All right. That was Becky Barnhart with the Coffeyville Friends of Animals. Let's go ahead and take a break. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.